Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, of course, as I always say, or pretty much always say, as we start the show, Daniel Brigman. And it is an honor to be with you. And it is times like this when we need each other. This is, you know, these are the times that try men's souls. And these are the times that try patriots' souls. And I'm going to, we have a good broadcast today. Great. One of my all-time favorite, one of the all-time heroes of the truth patriot movement, whatever you want to label or call this. Charlotte Isherby is going to be here. You know, she couldn't try to come on last week. She's older. You know, she's almost 90. She got so whooped up the night before, she didn't sleep, and then she got sick that much. She was sick. You know, poor Charlotte. You know, she's going to be here. I'm pretty sure she's going to be here today, so we're super excited. The first hour, we'll have news and any of your calls. I want to know what's on your mind. I mean, me and Uncle Kevin, went back and forth talking last night. 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. I would like to hear what is on your mind. What is on your mind? We would like to hear it. Or anything you want to talk about. It doesn't matter. Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
I want to read, this is, my wife sent this to me. This is from her Facebook. These are some of the quotes of, you know, prominent Democrats have said over the last 4 years.
Okay.
You know,
Democrats or commies? Or one in the same?
Well, are those mutually exclusive?
No.
I don't know. Okay.
No.
Madonna said.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to just keep going. I'll just keep going. There's a lot here.
Well, I thought you were talking about, you know, our representatives.
Yeah. No.
Oh, okay.
No. Okay. Madonna, let's blow up the White House, she said.
Very reasonable.
Nothing happened to her.
No, nothing. very thoughtful.
Peter Fonda.
Wait a minute. The guy who has the IQ of 70?
You're ruining the whole rhythm of this whole exercise.
Well, that's the word. That's the word.
Madonna, let's blow up the White House. Peter Fonda, lock 10-year-old Barron in a cage with child molesters.
That fits right in with his 70-degree...
To Peter Fonda.
Yeah.
Sounds like a typical Saturday night for him.
Yeah.
The way he rolled off his tongue.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp, we need another John Wilkes Booth. Talking about Trump.
Oh.
Tom Arnold, I fantasize about standing over Trump's dead body. Kathy Griffith, holds up a bloody decapitated head of Trump. Snoop Dogg, shoots a likeness of Trump in a music video. Has Trump in a body bag on his album cover. Joe Biden, I'd like to take Trump behind a bar to beat him. Cory Booker, I dream of punching Trump in the face. Maxine Waters, harass Trump's staff and supporters in public and refuse to serve them. And then the rest of it says, but according to the left-wing media, DNC talking points, it's Trump with the hateful rhetoric, all in the name of tolerance, but with all of their peace and coming. But
that's
they're all about peace and coming together, aren't they?
They are.
Democrats?
They are.
Here's another, you know, uncle, your brother-in-law, my Uncle Steve.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, about Trump and the censorship. You know, Trump's Hitler. Trump's a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And then the logical, common sense point comes up. Dictators are not censored.
That is correct.
Dictators do the censoring.
Do the censoring, but they do not censor.
Get
censored.
These memes are so... I read some of these from time to time because they are so powerful. When you can, it's a paradigm, these are paradigm shifting type things. When you sit there and, oh, Trump's for this, Trump's for hate, Trump's for censorship, Trump's a Hitler, Trump's, and then you get such a simple thing where you got, boom, here's what Madonna said, here's what Peter Fonda said, here's boom, 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 boom.
Bing, 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 bing.
Whoa, whoa, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah, not true.
Here's another very important question from a meme my wife sent me from Facebook. If big tech can remove apps, shut down websites, and control our social media, then why does child porn exist on the internet? Or did I just answer that question for you?
Yeah, it's a good question.
I mean, it's ridiculous on its face, isn't it?
Yeah, somebody sent me a website last night. I tried to get on it through Google. Wouldn't even let me go on it. I had to use a start page. to get to it.
Let's start with the story. Let's start with your story, your top story there.
Bill introduced in the Oregon House of Representatives, granting extensive powers to the governor to exercise what essentially amounts to martial law in the state. The recently introduced House Bill 2238 summarizes the governor's new authority under the declared emergency akin to the communist directive, including board's power to identify, seize private property, impose stringent price controls, and control resources and civil institutions.
What's your reaction to that story?
Resist. First thing, resist.
Well, we don't live in Oregon, thank God.
Yeah.
But Oregon's a beautiful place.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful.
I mean, it's especially eastern Oregon is much conservative.
Oh, I know.
Eastern Washington, same way.
Same way. Yeah.
Eastern Washington, especially.
Well,
very conservative.
This is the times, the tribe, and my, you know, this is.
Go ahead, try again.
the tribe, whatever it was. So, step up. It's time to step up, people.
Okay. I had the thought last night, and I you know, we're going to talk about this. I'm sure it's inevitable. If people call in, they're probably going to want to talk about it. I'm not being negative. I'm not trying to burst bubbles. I'm just trying to back away and look at this from, you know, above view here. If they just stole an election, which they've come pretty close to completing that. There's no question they've come pretty close.
Yes. Okay,
they're pretty close one way or another, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, no matter how you look at it.
The night of the election, they stole it.
Yeah.
Flat out.
Mm-hmm.
Not even close.
Not even close.
And they use the power of their media control. And like William Casey says, we will know our disinformation program is complete when everything they believe is a lie.
That's correct.
So there's a certain percentage of America, all major things, all major issues, or a majority of major issues, they believe a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Big Pharma's here to help you.
Yep.
Lie.
Lie.
Politicians are for your freedom.
Lie.
The Patriot Act is patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
Trump lost the election.
Mm-hmm.
Lie.
Lie.
I mean, these are lies.
Yeah.
And that's not
big ones.
That's not big. And that's not even a Republican or Democrat. The will of the people was stolen.
Yes.
Period.
Yeah.
If that is true, which
looks like
I'm 100%. Well, I'm 100% true. They stole up to this point. Yeah. Up till this point, they have stolen the election.
Yes,
100%, 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jesus tells a story. If you go into a house, if you're going to take over a house, what must you do?
Open a door.
I can see you spend a lot of time with the word.
That's not right.
No. I guess in a bigger esoteric discussion is probably right. The first thing you got to do is you got to subdue the strong man of the house.
Okay.
Somebody robs your house. Mm-hmm. They're going to have to take you out first.
Mm-hmm.
They can rob that. Once they take you out, then they can rob the house. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So they just stole. They just broke in the door down. We'll use your analogy. They just opened the door.
Okay.
Okay. Now what must these sociopaths do?
Take you out.
They must subdue the strong man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the strong man of the United States of America?
Donald Trump.
The people.
Oh. That's close. He's one of the people.
Is he? Oh, you got me coughing.
Okay.
The people are the strong man of the United States of America.
Okay.
All the power is in the people, supposedly. Allegedly.
Mm-hmm.
You have to subdue the people. When you told me that the story, you came in this morning and we went over the story. They just stole the election, kicked down the door. They want to take everything. You know, this is criminals. What must they do next? They must subdue the people.
Yeah. And this bill fits right in with it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have a very sneaky inkling,
mm-hmm.
or whatever you want to say, that you will see things like this become commonplace. You'll probably see fences around the Capitol commonplace, soldiers, National Guard commonplace. Some of these things.
Yeah.
Because they are usurping and taking the power. Their great magic trick is that they take our consciousness and they use it against us. And the same people, you know, all these people in the National Guard, all these people in the whatever, that are really Americans and we the people, that the New World Order doesn't have guns.
No.
The National Guard does.
Yeah, National
Guard. But they can get, but they can, they're so powerful.
Yep.
They're so powerful, they don't need a gun.
No.
They manipulate people with guns to then control the other people, control we the people.
Yeah.
And this goes into a bigger discussion about creation. You know, you've seen the movie The Matrix.
Yeah, we're going to watch it again.
Yeah, we talked about it. We're going to watch it. It's been a while.
It's been a while, yes.
And then you need to learn new things. You see different perspectives and what have you, and it different things click. And it's, you know, sometimes, you know, that's the type of movie you can watch that movie and you can get some aha, like, wow. You can get some aha moments.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
You know, you can get one or two aha moments. Mm-hmm.
Especially, it's been, you know, 20 years since I watched it.
Yeah. There was a line in it where the agent... Agent Smith, you know, the computer agent, says, talking about humans, talking about mankind, that you are a virus.
Yeah.
That you're a virus. And I'm going to get into a little deeper discussion.
All right.
Because this is the battle. We get caught up in this, that, Donald Trump, whatever. This is the battle. Okay. There's a moment in that movie where they, Agent Smith, which represents the computer mind, which represents the, you can talk about the other world entities, you can define it whatever you want, the Luciferian, whatever, the Luciferian power. Mankind is a virus. Is a virus.
Got it.
And you talk about survival of the fittest and natural law and all that. Okay. Now look at a snake. I want you to look at a snake. Most snakes, almost all snakes, most of them certainly, never know their parents. Snakes have no natural affection at all.
Correct.
Zero. Most of them, zero.
Mm-hmm.
Zero. Serpent. That's what the serpent in the Bible. They have zero natural affection. Most snakes never even meet their parents. Never think about that. Think about this. They never meet their parents. They're cold. All they think about is eating, reproducing.
Yep. That's it.
And, you know, hibernating in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And they are cold and they are calculated. My, a friend of mine's, Joel, remember talking about Joel, the one that, is having some health problems now?
Yeah.
His sister, she likes snakes. I'm like, God, it's so disgusting. I can never, oh my gosh. So she had it was like a 7 or 8 foot boa in her house, right? And she used to let this thing sleep with her. So one, I'm kidding you. This is odd, isn't it?
Yeah.
Who date that girl? God almighty. Not me.
No.
So anyway, so she.
She wakes up and she's getting strangled.
She wakes up and this thing's starting to, she's like, well, it won't eat here lately. You know, she was telling me, I had this conversation. Yeah, it's not eating lately. It's sick. I don't know what to do, whatever. So a couple of nights later, you know, it's got this glazed over look in its face, glazed over look on its eyes.
Yeah.
And she wakes up and the damn thing is, coiled around her legs, trying to choke her. It was getting ready to eat her.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting ready to eat her. So she went to the vet, and the vet said, oh, yeah, it was getting ready to eat you.
Wow.
Okay, you may think this is not important, but it is. I promise. I don't know if I'll be able to describe this well. In my mind, it works, but maybe I'll describe this. Okay. They are cold.
Blooded.
Blooded. That's why they say cold-blooded snake. Isn't that the saying? Cold-blooded snake.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have no warm blood. They have no natural affection. They are just machines. They are robots. They are automatons. They act on complete instinct. They don't even know their parents.
Yeah. Killing machines.
killing machines. That's what they are to get their objectives.
Yeah, food.
Okay. Yeah. No, I have a small baby. Obviously, we talk about it. And look at this baby. If we put the baby out in the yard within probably 15 minutes, some wild dog would come get the baby.
Get to smelling,
whatever. Or if some wild animal didn't get the baby, the cold at night would. It wouldn't be like, the baby would die in virtually instantly.
Yeah.
Can't support itself.
Nope.
Can't live.
Nope.
Can't sustain itself at all.
Nope.
For years.
Yes.
I mean, I got older children. They can't.
They ain't got a clue.
they could barely survive. Think about the difference in the snake and us and mankind and our, you know, and then you see a movie like The Matrix. They say mankind is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, to keep that in mind.
I got it.
Is this interesting at all, or am I losing you? Not really.
Not bad.
Well, in my mind, this makes perfect sense.
Perfect. Perfect to me.
This is really important, but I don't think I'm going to describe it well.
All right, go.
You want to move on and do stories?
No, finish it.
No,
you got me interested.
Okay, you are interested.
Yeah, I was just joking.
Okay. I don't think so. Because somebody's going to call in and say, Uncle Kevin Dryden, move on.
Yeah, start the phones ringing, please. I don't want to hear the rest of the story.
Okay.
I'm going to hear it anyway.
No, let's go to the news.
No, let's do
no,
it. I want to hear it. Let's hear
no,
it.
Let's go to the news.
All right, call up if you want to hear the news or whatever he has to say.
Yeah. Crickets.
Yeah.
Let's just get to the news.
Go.
Tens of thousands skip India's COVID vaccination drive.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, government confirms 2 post-vaccination deaths, denies a link to jab in one case, with post-mortem report is awaited in another.
They've been locked down over in India almost a year now.
Locked down to what degree?
Not they're working at home. If they go out, they have to have permission to go out, and they have to wear a mask every time they go out. I'm still trying to get my computer fixed over there, so I call over India.
Oh, so you know all about it.
Yeah, I talked to the people. They're fed up with not being able to go out. They got to get permission to go out. You know,
Nearly one-third of those invited to receive the vaccine at the launch of the drive, mm-hmm. one-third in mm-hmm. India, didn't show up.
I believe it. Yeah,
one-third.
People I talked to said, I'm not taking it. I'm not taking it.
Germany to place quarantine flouters into detention center camps. Germany will put those who ignore quarantine rules into detention centers, including at least one repurposed refugee camp in the state of Saxony. Okay, this mirrors, you think, oh, well, that's Germany. Well, it mirrors New York's bill with Cuomo.
Sure does.
That if and the arbiter of the decision-making is the governor.
Yep.
If the governor thinks you are a threat, then you go to the camp.
Correct.
This is not good.
No.
At all.
No.
According to a report from Daily Mail, state governments can forcibly detain violators under the Disease Protection Act, which the German federal government renewed in November. Okay, this is...
In Germany,
but we're going along. These are all feeder things in these other countries. Why do you think America's last? Why do you think America's the last to do these things?
You got the Constitution.
This is the line.
This is it.
This is it.
Yeah. You got to step up to the plate, or they're going to take the plate and you.
Please, for the love of God, take off those damned masks.
Yeah.
Please. You do not even realize you wearing a mask...
buying right into it.
Is destroying our future.
Yes.
You think, well, that's stupid. I'm just trying to... Okay, whatever. We've explained this before. I'm a little on edge, ladies and gentlemen, for a lot of reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have time. Uncle Kevin won't let me tell my crazy story.
He stayed up all night thinking about it. Man, I got a good story to tell today, Kevin. How good to tell it?
I really did. I slept fairly good. I didn't... I wasn't...
Okay.
Well, after you called me, you got me all upset.
We got you all fired up.
According to Thailand, sentenced a former civil servant to a record prison term of 43 years for breaching the country's strict law on insulting or defaming the monarchy. Wow. So somebody insulted the monarchy in Thailand and 43 years in jail.
Woo!
Whoa. Hmm. That's a dictator.
That's a dictator.
Ladies and gentlemen. That's a dictator.
Yeah.
13,000 New York nursing home residents and nearly half of the staff declined the COVID vaccine.
Excellent.
Great news.
Another good story.
The bad news is that
it's going to be mandatory.
A majority of them took it, the residents. But they don't know. I think they just take it.
Yeah, half of them are probably out of it.
Did you know, I didn't even realize this. This is from the governor's Cuomo's task force.
Mm-hmm.
Out of 70,000 nursing home residents, 57,000 have been vaccinated. 13,000 said no way. So what's that? What's that, like a fifth? So about a fifth?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know.
About a fifth.
Yeah. That's good. And they're
a little less than 20% have said, no, we're not doing it.
Good.
Now, here's what I didn't know. Meanwhile, out of the 89,000 nursing home staff, there are 70,000 nursing home residents. Okay, do the math right. 70,000?
Mm-hmm.
And there's 89,000 nursing home staff. So there's more staff. You know, this gets to, you know, okay, I'll allude back to my snake analogy. If you're a cold-blooded snake,
mm-hmm,
and you do those math, you're like, why are 89,000 people wiping the butts of 70,000 useless eaters?
Money.
Well, no, but you see, at some point they're gonna. That's what a serpent would say. The serpent brain. You know, there's a whole thing about the serpant brain, the lizard brain.
The lizard brain. We got one in ours.
Right. In our butt. That's kind of the fall of man. We have this duality going on in our mind all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're either the snake or we're either, you know, man, which is creation of God. When I say man, I mean man and woman, not like that preacher in the Congress. A man, a woman.
Yeah.
Man. If I say man,
that means
mankind.
That's right.
Wow, there's the music.
You know, even the music didn't want to hear your lizard story.
Think about 89,000. Do you not think they think, why is 89,000 wasting their efforts and all this money on this resources on these 70,000 people?
Because they're getting paid.
Well, the resources are scant now. Yep. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, and I was so excited. I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth. And she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. ThePowerMall.com is the great place where you get all these products. You know about them. I'll talk more about some of those specials next hour. But Strauss Heart Drops, if you haven't tried them, I told a story about my aunt. These products, especially when you're talking about, you know, sick, I don't want to name a disease or whatever. I'm not a doctor. But what I've seen, my experience, the people that have told us,
yeah,
when you are sick, you have to have these products before you need these products. And you say, well, you're just trying to sell me something. No, I'm trying to save your life. That's what I'm trying to do.
There you go.
Okay.
That's
so
simple.
So there you go. So if you think in your head, well, you're trying to sell, no, that's not. That's a stupid, I can see in the cynical world that we live in,
that's
that you
right.
could think that, but that's really a stupid suggestion.
We're all about saving lives here.
So I'm trying to help and bless people's lives. We want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of true happiness is
mm-hmm.
what we're about. And part of that is to have some of these different products. They're just
and be
very
healthy.
Important. Yeah, that goes without saying.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. The Strauss products, of course, all on sale. The bladder support, prostate, heart drops. Wayne's going to be on tomorrow, so that's exciting. Kidney support, cardio support, or smooth oregano, cold storm. The oregano. I got a horse in my throat.
You need
also.
Some of that oregarest.
I do. I didn't wake up quite right today. I have not been sleeping right lately.
Well,
yesterday I slept pretty good. The baby woke. I'm too old to have some baby waking me up two or three times a night.
Well, that's why you got the powerhouse out. You're going to be moving out to the powerhouse pretty soon.
Yeah. Anyway, I was going to make a snide comment. Power Silver. We talked about a lot yesterday. We have a great sale
that's
on the
exciting.
Power Silver. It's just one of those products. It's one of the four or five products my aunt had.
Yeah.
Was the Power Silver.
Now it's got frequency in it. That's amazing.
Yes. Yes, it does. So thepowermall.com, 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, ladies and gentlemen. Independent media, we are here because of you. Because of you. We have a flash sale also on Ask the Zanktham, Robert Redfern. Oh, he hasn't talked about it a lot last couple times he's been on. That's why I don't think people pay. That's a very important. It's like a super-powered E and C kind of almost combined in one. Yeah. It does more. I'm not giving it, doing it justice. A great product. You got a flash sale on it. Take advantage of
and
it.
And it's got a cool, cool look to it.
The bottle, you mean?
No, the pill.
Oh, the pill.
Iridescent. Really
it
cool.
does.
It's really cool.
It like talk about Matrix. It's Morpheus with the pill.
The red pill.
The red pill.
Yeah.
Thepowermall.com. We got a caller. This is
you,
Pat
in
Pennsylvania.
Did you pay her?
Pat?
Yeah. Did you pay her?
I don't think Pat's here. I don't think we've had Pat. Have you called on before or in a while?
No, I used to call in when Joyce was there, and it's been a while. I like to listen to you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
I cannot really call.
Why come you never call in?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to be one of those frequent callers that people
Why not?
Go, oh, no,
we
not
like
her
them.
Again.
Yeah, we like to talk.
We like those callers.
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know what I like, Daniel?
What?
I like it when people start a story and finish it. Because would you buy a book and have the last two chapters ripped out? I mean, come on.
Well, Uncle Kevin is pointing a gun at me and told me to stop my story.
What interests you about that story?
Yeah, was it just
interests you? You just he didn't finish it?
Well.
Or was
that you were tying it all into the Matrix because it's what it seems like we're living in. So I want the whole,
Finish it.
All right, I'll go on a little bit more. I can't remember where.
Okay,
but there's a difference between the serpent and man, and this is kind of the duality of our whole existence here. And I was thinking about, you know, this idea. The New World Order wants to kill all humans. That's not true. And I never understood why, but I had an epiphany the last few days kind of putting all this together. Okay. Do you like music, Pat?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Now I'm going to get off the track, but this, I think it'll be interesting. There was a pretty famous article when Elvis died where Elvis, the writer of the article is talking about this is the last time that we will be together. We didn't just lose Elvis. We lost each other because this was the moment. Elvis was the character that everybody liked. Everybody liked Elvis, pretty much. Everybody, nobody hated Elvis.
Not that I know of.
Everybody, at least, liked Elvis. Everybody. Elvis is the one character in the last 100 years, probably. Elvis is the one character that everybody liked. And at that moment, when he died, we didn't lose Elvis. We lost each other because this is where we come together and unify. And I don't know in your life, you've been to some kind of concert, a music concert. I've been to several concerts. I've been to some very big concerts. There's like 50, 60,000, you know, I'm trying to think of the biggest. I was in the Georgia Dome, held like 50,000 people. I've been in concerts where there's like 50, 60,000 people. And I promise there's going to get to a point here, Pat. Just hang with me. In that concert, the lead singer had us. I mean, he could have told us to jump up and down. We'd have jumped up and down. He told us to pat our belly and rub our head. We'd have done it. And there's a unity and a power in music. Why do you think Luciferians control the music industry? Because if Elvis would have said, the New World Order is trying to take over America and this is ridiculous. I mean, one person saying one thing would have absolutely shook to the very core everything that they've worked 100 years to construct. That's all Elvis had to do. Why was Elvis controlled? Why was the CIA around Elvis? Why is Elvis drugged all the time? Why did they basically run him in the ground and kill him?
Yeah.
Because he had to be controlled.
Mm-hmm.
His will could not be his own. And so for you, for us, for all of us, remember, we got the serpent, and then you got a creation of God. Okay, these are two different things. Imagination, the image of God. What is the image of God? People think, well, we just look like God. What's so much more? Why does Lucifer need mankind? Can't just, well, let's just destroy all mankind. Because we are inseparably connected to each other, and we are inseparably connected to creation. And if there is no observer of creation, now this is a very profound statement, and quantum physics is proving this. If there is no observer of creation, then there is no creation. So if all of mankind, which is the image of God, is planted in us, not in Lucifer, the image of God is in us. What is the image? Image, image making, creation, the creator, divinity is within us. We are part of the creation, and we are part of the active part of creation, meaning we affect creation. Think about when man and woman come together and they create, and then from that comes your creation. You love it. You adore it. It is an expression of yourself. And then think of the serpent. Think of snakes. They don't even know their parents. They're cold as ice. All they think about is their ego and what is best for them. Where mankind at its best is intimately concerned about this creation and their mind and developing this part of them that has been created. It is symbolic and metaphorical and actual expression and a connection to God. It is what is your greatest expression of Godhood? Your ability to have children and then to implant into them and to raise them. And that is the metaphor on such a esoteric level of your divinity within you. Why is Lucifer so jealous? Why is Lucifer so hell-bent and so angry? Because that divinity of creation, of being able to create, of being able to fashion, and be able to be part of the world and be able to be connected to the world and create this world, there, without an observer of creation, there is no creation. Where is the observer? Where is the divine observer of creation on this earth? How does God link into this creation? Well, he's everywhere. He's through us. He's in us. And so the great trick for Lucifer is, if he wants to do something, it's like the New World Order. They have no guns. The New World Order has no guns. Lucifer has no guns. Has no guns. No army. He hacks into your imagination, to our imagination, to people's imagination. And that's why what David Icke said, the David Icke interview, when he's talking about the connection from the top to the bottom. Lucifer is not telling me to wear a mask, but the health official, the person at Walmart is. And then you have levels that go all the way up in this pyramid. So there's a link of the will of the top of the pyramid, supposedly Lucifer, Luciferian doctrine, all the way down to the bottom. Now, I'm wearing a mask, and whose will is it? It's a will of Lucifer. My will just got put over, and there's an energetic link, and the power that is in us of creation has just been hijacked by Lucifer. And you think, oh, well, it's a small example, but this is a real example. This is real. And this is what magic is. There's a left-hand magic, and there's a right-hand path to God and a left-hand path to God. So a left-hand path to God, you see this, a lot of musicians are witches and warlocks and all kinds of things. They don't tell you that, but they are. They've made all kind of rituals and whatever. What are they looking for? They're looking for power. What? Power to do their will. And they think they have to go through this complicated situation where they have to take somebody else's power, where they have to sacrifice things, where they have to do. This is the left-hand path of ascension or power. You can ascend in that left hand, but you reach a roof and you reach a ceiling and you cannot go any further, because you cannot escape the hell in the world that you've created yourself. The right hand path through God is that in yourself, that all things are possible to him that believes, that through faith, that God, that you can do all things, and that you don't need to destroy. You don't need to take to build. Because what appears does not appear, is not made out of things that we see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So the right-hand path is that you use that divinity within you and the faith of God, and that you create and that you go forward in your world. And there's a natural affection and you love your creation. A snake doesn't even know its parents, doesn't even know the source. And the serpent doesn't even know. So ultimately, if Lucifer wants to capture this world and this creation, he must have our consent to do it. It's not like, well, Lucifer can just wipe out everybody and then the world will be here and he can rule the world. No, if we're not here, the world's not here. If we're not here, the world's not here. This is the most important thing out of this whole story that I'd like you to get. If we are not here, the world is not here.
Does she get the concept?
And so I'm not done yet. What they've told, you know, David Icke, all this, I asked David Icke. I mean, many people told, what is the end game? The end game, they want to reduce the population so it's easier to control, yes. And then they want your consciousness to be uploaded into a computer in a hive where you're separated from the connection of God. So you severed the connection of God, so now you can never rebel. You can never rebel because you can never get inspiration. It's like a computer program. Your computer program on your laptop will only do what it's programmed to do. It can't do anything outside of it. Why is mankind, even the movie The Matrix, why does Neo defeat the computers? Because there is something in him that computers and the Luciferian doctrine can never control and never define and never defeat. Never. And there's something just bigger than what we see in this world that is inside each one of us. And that greatness and that bigness is what is at war right now. And this is what they want, to take that bigness and to control it in a box so they can use to then use the image making within us, the image of God within us, to create a world of their own making where everything is a serpent. And the serpent acts in cold-blooded, steely calculation, intelligent calculation to serve the greater good of the will of Lucifer. That is the story. That is the story of the snake. And that is the story of my little child that I can't even leave outside on the porch for 10 minutes without thinking that the baby might die. When snakes don't even know their parents. They have no connection to their history, to who they are, to their DNA, to everything. That's it. And so this is when you say, when people, I get emails about when I talk about the Declaration of Independence and I talk about it's akin to scripture. And really, if you want me, I'll just say it. I don't even care anymore. And if it offends somebody, you know, I'm not trying to offend you, but this is a different idea. See, are we allowed to have different ideas? I'm going to give you an idea and I'm going to say it as I really feel it. The Declaration of Independence is more important than a large percentage of the Bible. Much more. And you think, oh, well, he's dissing the Bible. No, I'm not. I am not dissing the Bible at all. You know me long enough that that's not how I feel about the Bible. The Declaration of Independence solidifies by law that everything I just told you, that the divinity within you, the endowment of your creator, is the law in the United States of America. That this whole war about the endowment, your life, your liberty, your pursuit of happiness, is protected in the only purpose of the United States of America. The only purpose of its formation is to protect that dynamic, and that is law, and that is stamped, and that is the most important thing written in about two millennium. That sentence, that paragraph, the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. And what we have seen with this election, why this is so important. And I got relatives telling me, oh, well, you know, we got to just be happy and we got to go forward and live our lives and do all that. Okay, that's true to a certain extent. You know, and this relative I'm talking to is like 70 years old. Okay, you can limp along for the next 5 or 10 years and that's all you got left. And yeah, you probably can do that. But the next generation, my children, they want to put my children, put a chip in my computer's, in my child's brain and put them, hook them up to a computer, Uncle Henry. Okay, that's what they want to do. Okay. So am I supposed to be happy about that? What am I supposed to be? I mean, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to react? This is the war. And what is the hedge? What is the protection? What is the barrier? What is the greatness? The miracle is that our founding fathers understood this instinctively. Even if they didn't understand all the details, they understood human nature and man's nature and the totality of it all. And they put a hedge around the borders of the United States of America. They signed their name, 56 men. It was a death warrant on the Declaration of Independence. They were willing to sacrifice everything for it. It is the only revolution of any size where people had everything to lose, not nothing to lose. They signed it. They did it. And then out of it came the Bill of Rights. And the Bill of Rights is a no crosses count, do not pass go, that you shall not go, you shall not pass here, hedge to protect us and to protect that divinity and to keep this Luciferian plan and this war at bay. And you say, well, that's not as important as the Bible. Don't you get it? This is it. This is everything. There is nothing. There is nothing else but liberty. And the preachers who will afraid to say this, the universal mandate of our Creator is that liberty is within each one of us and must be exercised so that God can experience creation and experience life, just like you experience life through your children. What if somebody said, well, it's not important that your child is able to grow up and learn and live a life and get married? What, that's the same thing. What would you think about that? How important is that? You go to China, they have Bibles, they can't read them. Why can't they read them? They can't read them because they don't have a Declaration of Independence. They don't have ancestors who the spirit and spark and fierceness of independence and extremism was not in them. And it's in here. Why is Germany, they're already locking the people up, and all these other countries, they're already locking everybody up. They're not doing it here. Yet. They're not doing it here. Because of the Bill of Rights. You tell me what's more important. Some random chapter from 2 Kings or the Bill of Rights and Declaration of Independence. You tell me what's more important. And for a preacher not to understand this, where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. There is nothing else. If we do not have the Spirit of God, we are dead. We are inert. We are dead. Because we are not, we've lost our connection to creation, to divinity. So now the choice is clear. In our will, the consent of the power, just powers of government derive from the consent of the governed. This is what's just stolen from us. No matter what, I don't care what you think of Donald Trump. Donald Trump was elected by the American people. Okay, it doesn't matter. The just powers selected by the consent of the governed. Derived from the consent of the governed. It was all just stolen. And this marks the period, you mark my words, if this is not corrected or allowed to stand, this is the end of the United States of America. This is the end of the covenant that is on this land. It may not happen tomorrow. 10 years, maybe. I don't know. If this is allowed to continue, this is the end of the United States of America. There you go. There's my story, Pat.
Well, Daniel, there's nothing more that can be said than what you just did. It's perfect. It's absolutely
wow.
Perfect.
I thought it was wonderful.
It kind of, all the hair on my arm stood up. It's a glory moment. It sort of is like, which side of the cross are you on? You know, are you on the side where the man repented? Or are you on the side where the guy didn't care? That's my feeling. I mean, I don't know if I explained it good enough or not.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.